Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. It's the 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling, serving the St. Louis area since 1904. DesignAirService.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. You know what, Doug? It's going to get warm. And when it gets warm, you want to make sure that your air conditioning is ready to go. You don't want to be caught off guard when it does get warm. So get that air conditioning checked and make sure you do so with Design Air. Go online at DesignAirService.com. What a program we have for you, the fine patriots who listen to this radio program. Tom Verducci is going to be with us coming up at 8 o'clock as we discuss opening day, the Molina signing, and Major League Baseball in 2017. And then also Ben Fredrickson with us at 8:30 on not only the Cardinal comeback, well, not comeback win, but walk-off win, and opening day festivities, the Molina deal. And, of course, also the Blues win yesterday. And speaking of the Blues win, Chris Mason, who is the former Blues goalie but now with the Nashville Predators broadcast network, he is going to be with us at 9 o'clock. Your texts, your calls at 855-282-8255. That's 855-CUB-TALK to you, Russ. 855-282-8255. It's the Appliances Counter phone lines. And your emails are welcome for the Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com, and we will be doing another TMA Live in front of the millions and millions in Wentzville. TMA Live at Hot Shots in Wentzville this Thursday night. Pony up, Doug. They finally got us in Wentzville, and we're on our way. It's all of our events when we're on the road, presented by Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. When we're on the road with Ryan Kelly Morning After events, it's Anheuser-Busch who makes it possible. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And, Doug, let's just talk about it now. Now it's time for you to talk about it, okay?
Talk about it,
Doug. You got a Cardinal opening day victory. A walk-off victory, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. You got a Blues victory earlier in the day to take over third place in the Central. And, of course, you know, you talk about LeBron James schooling his teammate yesterday on the floor as the Cavaliers take on the Pacers, and then LeBron apologizes. And then also you talk about the tournament.
I guess we're starting with LeBron.
No, I wanted to get an Alexi Thompson in the USGA.
Oh, yeah, what a crock that was.
So, and then got Masters Week. I mean, take your pick, Doug. It's a Sadie Hawkins. You tell me where you want to go, and you lead this dance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Cardinals is the lead story.
Really?
I guess you didn't see Lexi Thompson's emotion.
Well, I did. I did, and I thought she got robbed there.
Why are you afraid? And then LeBron had to apologize because he didn't do what a leader should do. He showed up a teammate, and you're just going to give him a pass.
Well, I didn't see that.
Soft.
No, I wasn't that interested in that much. I was interested in the Cardinals.
Go ahead and talk about the Cardinals, you know, I guess.
Okay, we'll lead with the Cardinals. Oh, what a heck of a win.
What up, Low Smart?
Yeah.
What up, Low Smart? I mean, the two friends of the show, you and Jake. You guys hit it off at spring training, and ever since, Gritchick, he's been playing the best baseball of anybody next to Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah.
And then the Plowhawk and his buddy, what up, Low Smart? I mean, what was it like for you to see your good friend out there last night? 10 Ks, no walks, which had been a problem for him last year, and then no runs allowed.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
nurse.
I hear you just fine. Yeah.
Well,
I
can't hear myself in my headphone, but it's whatever. As long as you guys can hear me.
Yeah, we hear you.
It was fantastic. He was my favorite player on the Cardinals. Great personality. Young stud.
Why do you hate Lance Lynn?
I don't. I just think, like, Carlo personality, the smile, you know, him and Yachty go really well together. Like peanut butter and jelly, Cat. So it was great to see him get the win. Or I guess have a great start and get the win, I guess. So,
Doug, are you gonna hold anyone accountable for the handling of the bullpen?
No.
I did think that wasn't good, actually.
I like it when you bring in your best reliever to get out of trouble in the eighth inning, just because it wasn't a safe situation. I like that.
Well, it was a safe situation. But
well, but in the eighth, he brought him in the eighth.
I understand. I don't like that. I don't know. I legitimately don't like that. Win, lose, doesn't matter. I focus on the process and not the result. And I do wonder about that. I hope that's not the default position.
No, that's what I'm talking about is the process. The process was get out of that inning. Get out of that eighth inning. I don't think you should gear your whole bullpen around to the closer stat so he gets the save. I think the game was on the line there in the eighth.
Right, but
you're kind of arguing the same thing.
Well, no, what I am saying is you have to also be able to trust other pitchers so you don't overload your closer. And whether you want to choose the near-term memory, such as Aroldis Chapman in the World Series, or you want to choose Trevor Rosenthal examples in recent Cardinal history, that is something, again, it's one game out of 162, but I hope that isn't the default position, especially when Derek Gould tweeted this out before the ninth inning, which really, minus the Contreras pitch, that was more of a Matt Carpenter defensive mishap that led to that, but that Mazalek actually had said, this is what he said. Mazalek told us Thursday he sees Cecil and Segrist as the eighth inning setup relievers with lefty Schwarber coming up, and Schwarber's 143 against left-handed pitching. Sungwon Oh comes in. So that is my perspective on why I didn't like the move. And then also he comes in and then he replaces the cleanup hitter. Now, Johnny Peralta is a cleanup hitter on maybe like five teams in Major League Baseball. I don't think he'll be the cleanup hitter many times the remainder of the year. I don't know what that's about, but I don't really know. I'd prefer he wasn't even on the roster, whatever. But that's another thing that Mike Matheny does and has done. He would usually pull Matt Holliday in these tight games, and then all of a sudden you have whomever hitting, third in the lineup, protecting, in that case last year, Carpenter Diaz. With that all said, it was a great win, and more importantly, you got to see Carlos Martinez on Sunday Night Baseball with the eyes of baseball world focused on St. Louis, doing what he has done at times, but perhaps better than almost any other time in his career last night. Furthermore, your number eight hitter, Randall Grichuk, with two hits, damn near two home runs. Jose Martinez, I thought, actually was going to give the Cardinals a walk-off to start that inning. And I'm pretty excited about him, and I was excited to see how thrilled he was to be a part of Cardinal opening day as he approached the Hall of Famers at home plate. So as far as a sports day in St. Louis, to start off with Molina's contract extension, the Blues getting a convincing win over the Predators, you have the opening day festivities, and the Cardinals getting a win against the team that they figure to be battling for the Central title. I don't know if there's much more that you could ask for.
I understand the criticism. I wouldn't have gone with in that spot in game one of the season. I do like the fact that they are hitting Piscotty and Grichuk lower in the order. I think that'll change, especially with Piscotty. Both of them had springs that, especially Piscotty, wasn't great, so you take the pressure off. They wanted to get Grichuk going, so you don't put him high up in the order, try to alleviate a little pressure. I think that those were short-term moves, and I agree with you. Peralta in the cleanup spot, I think, was really a default thing because Piscotty didn't feel comfortable where his swing was. I think all that will change.
Yes, I don't think Peralta is going to be your cleanup. I'd be shocked. Yeah. I don't think that's a long-term thing.
Well, the past few years would tell us that the lineup changes almost every day.
Hopefully not 1, 2, and 3, because I love that. I love that. Don't you like the guys they have at the top and the way they stack with guys that get on base?
Yeah.
I think that's going to help them be offensively different than they did it last year with, just a bunch of home runs. But that's what really excites me, to see Fowler, Diaz, and Carpenter 1, 2, 3. That gets me excited.
Yeah, the rest of the way, who knows what it's going to be night to night. I really like Martinez, too. He just hits and hits and hits. And Adams, who had maybe the best spring of all of them, didn't get in at all. They're going to have to find ways to get Martinez and Adams in there, and it's not going to be that easy to do. When Grichuk off to a great start, obviously one game, but sure swung the bat well last night, it's not going to be that easy to find at-bats, I don't think, for Martinez and Adams.
You love Jake. We love Jake. And last night, following his walk-off hit, which came an inning after his two-run home run, Mike Matheny expressed his love for Jake.
He watched the ball jump off his bat into the right center and into the bullpen. I mean, that just takes special kind of power, and he just didn't try to do too much. He doesn't need to. Ball carries for him. He's just taking a nice, simple approach. Didn't try to do too much, and obviously was huge. Just, I think he just trusts himself, and he's the kind of guy, we've said that before. If he finds his barrel, even when he backs off just a hair in a situation where maybe he is just trying to put the bat on the ball, it's amazing how it jumps for him.
Mike Matheny on Randall Grichuk.
Doug, you like that exit velo.
I don't like to say exit velocity.
Why not?
I just like to see a hitter stay within himself.
All right. That's a good point. Did you see any of the festivities? Were you at the ballpark?
I could not get to the ballpark.
What was going on?
I was too busy with lady journalism.
What was she up to?
She was up to a 5:30 show and Sports Sunday and all that going on, craziness happening. Up to my eyeballs and editing video and running around.
God, that sounds awesome.
You know, it's really, really great. And then it all changed.
Like you were being sincere.
Right there, 2 minutes before we go on, it all changes with a Cub home run and then the Cardinal comeback.
Oh, so you get to re-edit your
running
whole thing?
Back and forth, trying really hard to do all that right at the very last minute.
Well, you have a team of producers, so I'm sure it was done well and by the book.
What are you up to now? 4 producers?
We're up to 0. We're all the way up to 0 producers.
That's awesome.
And most nights it's fine, but you get some nights when everything's happening when you need to be there on the set anchoring at the same time you're editing video and it can't be done necessarily.
Text in 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. Let's see. Hey, the cat, it's funny that Diaz, Carpenter, and Fowler get you excited. I get excited when I see Doug in the shower. It's a Mae Young's newborn hand. This Mae Young's newborn hand. Mm-hmm. Is just a force.
I'm not even going to bother to suspend him because I think he's trying too hard.
Who is hotter, Berglund or Grichuk? That's kind of a fun question, kind of a good poll question to lay the foundation for the week. Also, who do you think will win, Gonzaga or North Carolina? Steven Wildwood.
Hello, Wildsy.
I'm going to go Zags and tie for first on the other question.
Tied for first.
Tim, can you ask the cat if he's okay? I saw him get hit by a Cubs player during batting practice yesterday.
I did.
Who hit you?
I've been worried about him all night. That's from Grandma's secret friend. Who hit you?
Somebody slugged you?
I'm not kidding you. So it could have been, I was talking to the Game Time guys about this. I honestly was about a half second away from YouTube immortality. I'm talking about a clip that would have lived on for hundreds of years. I had to do FaceTime Live. For Fox Midwest. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they had someone from the web holding a phone, and I was like, we're going to be here starting at 6:30, whatever. Anyway, just after this thing hit me, we went live, or else it would have been caught. But apparently Schwarber lobbed a ball to a kid, and my back is turned to the batting cage, and it hit me right in the head. And back I don't know. I heard, look out, and all of a sudden I got right off my dome, and it hurt. But it wasn't like a lot of pain. Everyone's like, are you okay? And Schwarber came over, and I'd take some of the credit for the win last night that he didn't hit 3 home runs, because as he was taking BP, he kept looking to see if I was okay, and I pretended like I was about to fall down.
Oh, so you got in his kitchen.
Yeah, so I think he was compromised. So I get a piece of that win.
Because you acted like it hurt a little bit more than it
like
did.
Like I was about to faint every time he looked over.
Yeah.
But he seemed nice. He came over a couple of times. You are, yeah. He was trying to throw it to a kid, I guess.
JHE, check out to see if there's any lawsuit potential on something like that.
We had our team of doctors check me out, and I'm fine.
Oh, that's wrong answer.
I'm fine. Yeah, but everyone's like, are you okay? Yeah, unless I'm suffering internal bleeding, I think I'm okay. But just once I was okay, like that's when this thing started. Can you imagine if Facebook Live started with someone getting hit in the head by a ball?
Would have been nice. Would have been showy.
Yeah, so that's it. I'm fine.
I would have liked to have seen that.
I feel bad that you didn't get to watch some of the pomp and circumstance, sir.
I saw some of it in fast motion, you know, while I was editing it. You know, put it on triple or 4 times.
Did you see my interview with Mather?
I didn't see it, no.
You had Mather on again.
Right when we wanted to see Pujols, or was it McGuire?
Mark McGuire,
Pujols wasn't there.
Boy, we sure wanted to see McGuire. We didn't get to. No, come to me.
Did you go to the game or did you hang out? I know it was Tyler's birthday. Doug, it was Tyler's ninth birthday.
It worked out beautifully. Thank you, ESPN. So I got tickets to the game, and then I did my work for our pregame coverage where it was all taped because they wanted, when you're doing a ceremony, sometimes things don't start at 6:45 when they should, and it's 6:40. So we put everything on tape. I did a bunch of interviews, Yachty, Fowler, Ozzie, Suter, forget who else, and they just rolled some of those in, and I got to watch the end of the ceremony and then sit there and watch a game with Tyler for his birthday.
How great was that?
It was great. It was great. Great, great, great.
Yeah.
He had quite a day for his birthday.
Doug, earlier in the day, all kinds of news. The Cardinals signing Yachty or Molina to a 3-year extension that ensures that he remains a Cardinal through 2020. That is the deal. Your reaction to the Cardinals and Molina and the extension?
Well, I'm happy to see him get together and see him be able to play out his career here. I think it's a bit of a risky play on the team's part. If you're going to pay a 38, 39-year-old catcher $20 million a year, I think that's pretty risky at the end of that contract. But it's clear that they greatly value what he does handling a pitching staff and the way he's become a 300 hitter. Happy to see it. I just think that it could be a questionable signing 2 or 3 years down the road. Hopefully not. Hopefully he defies logic and continues to play at this level. Yeah, there's not history would say it's not going to happen, but you keep your fingers crossed and hope that he's still extremely productive at age 38, 39. There's not many that have been.
I just think there's other factors that mitigate that. They're loaded with cash, and I understand what you're saying, but to keep the legacy guy, and John Mozeliak said, look, everyone's saying legacy guy. We believe he is going to be a good player moving forward and will help us. You wonder how long you can do that. I understand that. But because of the size of the contract, the length of the contract, for me, that was a no-brainer. That's why I was very confident that it would get done. And in terms of the risk, there's a little at the end, but to keep a legacy player and a guy who has benefits, you know, you could say, it's just talking points or, you know, that's just a narrative. But you talk to the Cardinal pitchers, they all respect what Yachty can do. And if he is going to bring along an heir apparent, I think there's value just having him around the ball club.
Yesterday at the press conference, Calvin May was there, and he had a question for Yachty or Molina.
Did he? Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
What went through your mind when you were told that the contract was done?
What's that?
And that wasn't the first question either. That was like the 10th one in.
Doug, shut up. It's not your money. That's from the 636.
Well, you could say that about any signing then.
Not necessarily. You're involved in a few of the deals.
No.
You were high on the Tino Martinez signing, and you contributed to that.
I don't remember you saying it was your money anyway.
No. Anytime you talk about whether a signing is smart, you kind of assume that we're talking about in the eyes of the people who are spending the money, not me. I mean, if money was no object, you'd have all the best players that money could buy.
And you and I would have suits of clothes made from the fanciest materials.
That's right. Ooh. Silks and linens. I hope he continues to play like he does.
Why do you hate the Cardinals?
It'd be fantastic. History would tell you that that's not necessarily going to happen.
You have a team. They're flush with cash right now. Okay, they're flush with cash. The owner respects the fact that there's a player on the team that's meant a lot.
I get that.
He could still play for a good portion of the contract.
You hope.
For a good portion. The expectation will be the same of anyone else for the next couple years. For a good portion of this extension, you know you're going to get return as a player, handling pitchers with that. And then the risk is after that, but I think for a couple years to have him around, there's a benefit to that as well, just having him help whoever is going to take over.
Of course. Carson. Of course.
I think it's...
And that kid's getting... What did he get? An extension for how many years?
That was me when I got my deal at KMOV.
How was that negotiating session?
Yeah, I had a lot of leverage coming out of Little Rock.
Have you ever, been in... You have, Tim, because...
What's that?
Well, you know, now that you buy and sell stations, three or four times a week...
Right. He runs in moneyed circles.
Have you ever, when you're in Miami, wherever you've been, have you ever had a session where you sit down and talk about how much they will pay you, where you had any leverage, where you battled a little bit?
No.
Neither. That's why you don't get into sports casting, young tykes. Doug, the Cardinals are on pace for 162 wins. How do you respond? That's from the 314.
Yeah. Well, they're going to do it.
Well, they got a shot. At least they've left open the possibility now.
Yes.
If you lose the first one, it's hard to win them all.
Can we get back to this? So I'm the general manager of the Four Fox, and I go, Doug, the old bat, we're going to keep you around for a couple of more years. Here's what we want to pay you. What do you say?
Okay.
That's me. We're going to bump you 0.00004%. Mm-hmm. Hope you like that. Thank you.
Since Yachty signed the big contract, does this mean that he'll run out ground balls? Show some hustle. Thanks. That's from the 636. Guess 101 was on a break. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. It's the Hot Shots email of the day. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Design Air 7 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling, serving the St. Louis area since 1904. It's DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. And Design Air is coming out to my house this week to check my air conditioning, make sure that when it gets hot, that my air conditioning will be firing on all cylinders. And that's what Design Air does for you, a train dealer in the Midwest. They're online at designairservice.com. Before the Cardinals get the win, the Blues get the win, and that allows the Blues to be in a position now where they control their own destiny on that number three spot that would allow them to avoid the Blackhawks. The Blues now have a 2-point lead on the Predators by beating Nashville yesterday. And Doug, guess what?
Noah.
The Blues have a game in hand.
Okay.
They have 93 points. Nashville has 91 points. Unfortunately, though, the Blues have to deal with the Winnipeg Jets and then that traditional end of the season road trip to Carolina and Hollywood, Florida. Yeah. And then they come home and take on the Colorado Avalanche. One of the most difficult schedules in all of the game.
Doug, you were saying yesterday's win was the most important of the year.
I don't know that I was. I don't know.
You were busy editing.
I was. Boy, was I ever.
If there are any producers out there, just volunteer to help Doug. He deserves better than this, doesn't he?
I can put it on the fan page and get some guys
I'm
in.
I'm not complaining about it. I'm saying that's just what the job is.
No, but you
right
deserve
now.
Better than that.
There's people all over America in my job doing the exact same thing. That's just what it is.
Well, most have a producer, though, especially for like last-minute things like a home run late or a walk-off win. Usually there's another guy saying, hey, I'll take the shears to that. You just go and put your makeup on.
Right. Well, now you're trying to get me in trouble with Channel 4. But I'm telling you, this is what a lot of people do all over the country. That's what they have to do now. And I'm just telling you why some of the things I didn't see.
I love you, Doug.
I gave my wife her first orgasm of our relationship last night. We've been married for 9 years. Thanks, Sean Mahoney's Deadeye. Congratulations to both of you guys. Where's my...
Good going, Shawnee.
I can't find my...
It's right over here to your right.
Doug, you probably wish you had missed that text as opposed to some of the pomp and circumstance or key moments. You didn't need to know that, did you?
I didn't need to know that. I don't ever need to know that kind of thing.
So the current playoff standings are as follows. The Blues would take on the Wild. At this point, it is all but a certainty, as we figured, but Minnesota had been floundering, and they still kind of have been floundering, but they did win over the weekend, so... the Blues are 7 back of the Wild. So at this point, it's really just a race to get that number 3 spot and avoid Chicago in the first round and then try and take on a team that started off the year better than damn near anybody, minus the Washington Capitals, but over the last 20 games or so has just kind of been a mess, and maybe get another matchup with Hockey and Doug, get your way to the Western Conference Finals. And I think that's going to be a rematch against the Sharks. I think that's what I see. I think it's going to be a rematch against the Sharks. So that'll be fun.
You don't care for that Burns very much.
I don't like Burnsy. No. I like some of the beards those guys have.
Nice take.
It doesn't, I guess it doesn't bother me as much as it does everybody else that there's still a possibility that they would play Chicago in round one. I think the Blues are playing right now as well as anybody. They've got a red-hot goalie. And if ever you're going to be able to beat Chicago, it might be just right away.
The playoffs started today. The Blues would play the Blackhawks, who knocked them out in the first round last season.
Nobody sets the stage for the postseason like Charlie Marlowe. No disrespect to any of the other broadcasts. But when I need the stage set, I go to Charlie.
It stays set when Charlie sets the table.
Doug, I think there's some wisdom in what you're saying. You know, if you're going to get to the promised land, Doug, you're going to have to go through some very good teams anyway. Why fret about who you're going to face now as opposed to then?
From the ownership point of view, I'm sure they would rather increase the likelihood that they can have as many playoff games as possible, get through a round before you have to play Chicago, assuming you can get through that first round anyway.
But I don't think as an organization, like, we can't beat that team. We hope we see them later.
I don't think they do either. And now when they're pretty healthy, I guess it'd be great to have Stastny back. But when you're pretty healthy and playing as well as they are, I don't think Chicago would want to play the Blues right now. I don't think anybody would want to play the Blues right now.
And it's all because of Jake Allen's right skate.
Got a lot to do with it. It's got a heck of a lot to do with it. It's a thing I call goal prevention. You guys probably don't know what that means.
No.
I call it goal prevention. That means literally preventing goals.
I don't understand.
It's goal prevention is Latin for goals prevented.
I understand.
And so when Jake Allen and his rear guards can do that, this team is a threat. They seem to give up one goal every night.
So they're trying to score goals.
They're trying to prevent them.
Prevent them. Tim.
It's pretty good.
Help me out.
Yeah.
I don't.
Doug, you are missing the lead. The Undertaker retired at WrestleMania last night.
Oh, did he? That's what was in the script?
Whoa.
And the Undertaker is the guy that's dead, is that right?
Yeah.
The undead. I think the undead?
No, he's the dead man.
Okay. Why did he retire? Because he's pushing 60?
Yeah, he's 78.
Okay.
I do think he's in his mid-50s, actually.
He's going to get Social Security benefits here soon, so I guess it's time to hang up the togs.
But unbelievable last night with John Cena and Nikki Bella, Doug. That was something else. Here's John Cena and Nikki after it all happened.
I have been waiting so long to ask you this. Stephanie Nicole Garcia-Colas, will you marry me?
Oh, we're going to Jared.
Unbelievable.
Who was that? Stephanie Nicole? Who?
Yes. That was John Cena and Nikki Bella.
So her name's not really Nikki Bella? What? I can see why that was the lead.
And also participating in last night's WrestleMania, Rob Gronkowski. Unreal, Doug. Take a listen.
Right.
No, Gronk, think twice about this. And here's security trying to get Gronk back into the crowd.
Smart move.
What are they? A paying fan cannot just walk into the ring. I don't care if it is Gronkowski. He may be the greatest tight end in the NFL, but he is a paying fan. What's the biggest event? What is Gronk going to do?
God, it's the biggest event Gronk's ever been involved in.
Whoa,
it's WrestleMania. Gronkowski's in the ring.
He's setting up.
What is Gronk cleaned by Gronk?
Oh, my God.
This is a guy who missed, the last half of the season because of an injury?
And yet he had the nerve and the courage to get into the squared circle at WrestleMania.
Was he just a paying fan?
He was a paying fan in the front row that happened to be right there when they started scrapping.
And I saw the video. He got into a three-point stance in the corner. And
awesome.
Started kicking his foot like a bull in the sand or something and hit some guy. Yeah. Imagine that.
You're not buying it?
I don't think it was on the up and up.
I disagree.
I just don't think it was.
I'll bet you one thing, if Gronk was in studio, it'd be like, nice work, Gronk.
And he was out with a back injury, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's why what he did last night was so courageous.
It wasn't courageous. And a month and a half, maybe 2 months after missing the Super Bowl with a back injury, he's wrestling.
You know what, Doug? Why don't you sit this one out? It's a man thing. Yep. You wouldn't understand courage
like
Gronk showed. You're right, Tim. You are the best.
Doug, we are introducing the 590 The Fan KFNS Gateway Golf Card. Your chance at big savings throughout the 2017 golf season. Oh, man, I shaved some strokes this weekend. And one of the courses I shaved strokes at, Tapawingo, our partner for the 2017 golf season. The cards are on sale right now at InsideSTL.com. Now, this is about $250-plus worth of golf at Tapawingo, at Aberdeen, and also at the Quarry at Crystal Springs in Belk Park, plus practice range balls at a couple of locations. You're getting it for $125. You just saved $125 by getting this card. Tee times can be made anytime Monday through Friday and afternoon on the weekends. You save over 50% on golf this spring and summer with the KFNS Gateway Golf Card. On sale now, Doug, at InsideSTL.com. Why don't you get on out there and shave some strokes?
Well, I'd like to someday. Like to shave some strokes. That Tapawingo, that's almost too much course for me as infrequently as I play now. That's a tough course.
I played it yesterday.
You got to be ready to go out there.
Outstanding shape.
What'd you shoot?
87.
Wow, that's 40, pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good out there.
46-41? Doug, was it 46-41?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Could have been a lot lower number, a lot of lipped out putts. But hey, you know what? The score is what the score is. Let's focus on getting better next time out there.
What an honor for that course to have you out there.
Yeah, there was a brief ceremony.
Yeah. Now, do you putt out when you're within 3 feet, or you say, "I'll pick it up"? Oh, it's within the leather. Pick it up.
I personally like to putt out, but if somebody else wants to pick up, I don't care, unless we're playing for cash.
Yeah.
Don't you have a dad rule? Something like within 20 yards, your dad says, "Okay,
it's in." Yeah.
That's always one of the strangest things about golf for me, because that's the whole purpose of golf is to put the ball in the cup. And then when you get close, and putting is such a huge part of the game, when you get close to just say, that's good, it just kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're actually putting that rule in at the Masters this weekend, that if you're within the leather, you get to pick up.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. That'll keep
Scores will get better.
They'll keep the pace of play. It's going to be unbelievable. Gary Player just sent out a video of him walking down Magnolia Lane.
It is.
Yeah.
Here we go again. God bless America. I went over there, number 7. That's where Tiger wound up in the brush and met 3 busty brunettes who would all join him later at the hotel. Just all part of the Masters legend.
That's the Perkins Augusta night shift.
So we're going to do a live show from there?
Yeah, they want it. Augusta wants us at Butler Cabin.
Yeah. Oh, they would just have a heart attack. Can you imagine sitting in Butler Cabin interviewing a porn star?
Ooh, Niner.
Talking while someone's trying to tee one up. Someone has to come over and shush us and shove a placard in our face. Quiet.
Doug, I am excited to tell you, and I don't know if I'm gonna have an IPO. Because 50% of the shares have already been purchased, 25% by myself. I am going to put in 150 DraftKings teams.
150?
For this week's Masters, and I'm excited as 25% owner of this LLC. We will win $1 million, and I will receive $250,000 next Sunday night.
You will?
When our team wins. So if you want a piece of the action, it's $49.50 per unit, minimum of 10 units.
So you can win $250,000?
Well, then you don't 10%, or you can buy up the other 50% if you want it.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say? So it's $49 a unit, minimum of 10? So yeah. You got to put $500 in?
Yeah.
What kind of money do you think we make around here, sir?
No. Yeah, boy, is he mistaken.
That's a tournament you can win some money at.
Thank you, Iggy.
94 golfers, there's probably 60 that have no shot. So you only have to take like 34 golfers
all right,
to choose
so
from
put
with
Iggy,
all of those combinations.
So put Iggy down for 20 units.
Mm-hmm. You want 20 units?
Yeah, I'll take 10.
That's $500, eh? He just gave me a dirty look.
Well, I thought we were playing a buck. That's $10.
No,
this is the $33. This is the millionaire maker. I'm excited about it. I don't know what I'm going to do with the $250,000. I might reinvest it in the U.S. Open. Masters.
That would make sense.
Or sure. DraftKings play.
By all means, keep gambling.
Right. Because that's the that's the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, Biff texted me yesterday and said he was having a cookout on his balcony all day yesterday.
Yeah, I got that too.
Did you go on over?
I didn't have time. Lady Journalism had her hooks in me. I would like to. That would have been a fun little barbecue.
It was bra night.
It was bra night at his balcony.
Did you go, Tim?
I did not. I was out there playing golf with me.
Could have swung by after.
Fenton, downtown, not as close.
Spieth does it upright on
he
his
does
balcony.
Upright. You're damn right he does. You're damn right he does.
I've never been to P.F. Chang's. That ain't good.
It is General
good.
Sal's.
It is definitely good. He can almost see into the field at Busch Stadium from his apartment.
You
not
could
quite.
See, you get a partial view.
Yeah,
don't
you can.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard there were some people angry about having trouble getting into the park.
What was going on?
About the increased security.
What happened this year? I thought that was a last year thing. There's more increased security?
I think they ramped it up some more. Well, now you can't bring in a backpack or anything or an open drink. And I heard there were long, long lines trying to get in. In fact, for the pregame stuff, the stadium about half empty, wasn't it, based on what I saw?
I wouldn't say half empty.
Steven Wildwood just bought 10 units. There's 40 units remaining.
Of course.
It's a good investment. He'll be happy with his $100,000 next week.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll just Venmo it.
150 different teams.
Yeah, I call that diversifying my portfolio.
Right.
Jordan Spieth will be on every one of them, though.
Willing.
Don't fear the Spieth-er.
Good work.
It's pretty good. It's Blue Oyster Cult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll gladly pay that money for Doug's unit. That's from the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Tim, it took me an hour to get into Busch Stadium. That's from the 636. All right, there must have been something to that, Doug.
Yeah, I saw the TV pictures of the crowds outside. I mean, there were some long, long lines trying to get into the stadium.
They did put out like a bunch of announcements. I heard on radio people talking about the change in policy, which is an MLB mandate. That's a shame. That there were some
yeah, I guess there. He used to be able to go in with a backpack and bring some food and drink. That's probably what it is MLB saying, wait a minute, we can get money off all these people who are bringing their own concessions in. We'll charge them $10 for a soda, and we'll make more money that way.
That'd be my guess. Guys, lines for entry were super long. Lots of angry Hoosiers who got in early and dipped out for a heater who had to wait in line again for reentry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so if you got in early and then you wanted to go out and enjoy a cigarette, you had to wait in the line again. Isn't there a special reentry gate?
Well, apparently not. I don't know.
Wow. Doug, do you have a problem with ESPN now covering WrestleMania? Like, Jonathan Coachman was interviewing people after matches.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Now they're showing highlights. Here's Rob Gronkowski in the
three
ring.
3-point stance. He's ready to go. Left hand twitching. 3-point stance. He can't wait for the snap count. There it is. Bam. He knocked him over.
You think that's not real, Doug?
I think that's not real. Yeah. I think he looks more like a pro wrestler than some of the other pro wrestlers. Oh, yeah. He'll make
Who's
a
the
good
guy he's talking
combat.
To because he just made a friend?
Is that little Danny Amendola?
I don't know. If I'm Robert Kraft, I said, wait a minute, that guy couldn't play in the Super Bowl?
Hey, Timmy, I've had Jordan Spieth on every DraftKings team for since he was in diapers. Didn't work out so good last week, though.
Okay.
Pretty good text. It's
a fabulous text. I am so interested in that kind
Insane
of thing.
Issues getting in, an even worse one, freaking hot dog vendor by bleachers. I don't know if that's the name of the texter or if there was a word or two missing. Sounds like a lot of people had issues. Tim, no fool, and I want to buy 10% of the Masters play. Text me. That's from Greeny. I don't know you, Greeny. Email me at tmckernan@insidestl.com.
Mike
Honestly,
Greenberg?
I'd prefer to just, I think so. I think he's leaving Mike and Mike, so maybe this is his new way to make a living.
Yeah.
Investing in DraftKings team.
Your teams.
Right.
Not even.
Well, I mean, as a group, we will, you know, select the teams. 150 teams.
What do you mean as a group? You and what? Biff and Sully?
Yeah, I don't know if Biff... I have a feeling Biff might get involved, although I don't know if Biff really follows golf that closely.
It doesn't matter. I think
seems like he just follows the Colorado Avalanche and Arizona Coyotes.
I think Biff likes to be...
In the action?
Close to you.
You've been to strip bars before, Iggy?
Yeah, Iggy, you got to get to the strip bar and have some steak with this guy.
I'm just waiting to find out when the girl I want to see is working, and then I'll go with her.
Doug, how about that?
There's a particular filly.
Yes.
The Plowboy's Laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. The Plowboy's Laugh.
I got to figure out what her stage name is, though, to call over there and see when she's working.
I'm going to say Brittany.
Not a bad guess.
Bambi.
Amber.
Ashley's a big, big play these days.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on Phil, Tim. Spieth is not the move. That's from PGA Pro Dan. I'm not saying I'm sleeping on Phil.
It sounded like you were. You had ignored him. up until now.
Yeah, you got to diversify. You got to diversify. I had a team that was in 35th place at the Shell Houston Open, and you were watching that Shell Houston Open yesterday.
I didn't watch
it. Did it piss you off they had to start early because of the weather?
No, I didn't pay any attention to it at all. I'm just not interested in the Shell Houston Open. I'm just not.
Ricky Fowler, Saturday charge, but Sunday he slipped up a bit.
Yeah, he just sure did. That he did. Some fellow named Henley won it.
Prepare for a big week for the society, Tim. Gonzaga tonight and Spieth on Sunday.
What do you mean the society? What's that?
Is that a reference to the Jesuits?
Maybe. Did Spieth go to a Jesuit high school or something?
It's like SSJ or something like that. That's what Jesuits sign after their name. SSJ? Society?
I'm not a Jesuit myself. I don't know.
Jesuits or something, St. Ignatius? We'll get to the bottom of it in the 8 o'clock hour with Ben Fredrickson.
Okay, he should know.
Tim, my son's due in August also. Where are you registering so I can register there too? Thanks. That's from the 618.
And that's from Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency in Columbia, Illinois. Danny's licensed in Missouri and Illinois, handles auto, home, commercial, life. Your toys also, like boats, ATVs, campers, and motorcycles, though I doubt anyone who listens to this show actually has a boat.
I actually think a lot of the people listening to the show have a boat.
Well, Tim,
can we have one team be the cutest golfers? Fowler's at the top of my list. Yummy. It's from Stephen Wildwood. He now is one of the members of this LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a good strategy because I really want Bernhard Langer on my team, and I don't know if he'd be described as cute.
Well, he's got to be in his 60s too, isn't
but
he?
But just like Freddie Couples, just like Jordan Spieth, he knows his way around the azaleas.
Okay, and the others don't, I guess.
Right.
I think you know your way around it when you hit the ball straight. That helps knowing the way around the course.
Doug, keep your eyes on Tommy Fleetwood this week.
I'm not going to. I'm just not.
What, are you too busy to keep your eyes on Tommy?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know this Fleetwood fella. I'm sure he's a nice enough guy, but I don't intend to follow him.
Great American, I understand.
Hey, Timmy, how's the elbow after your big weekend? That's from the 314. Man, this thing, it is.
Tennis elbow.
Yeah.
You okay?
It's just a nuisance. I think I might get a cortisone injection on.
Get a catheter.
Mm-hmm. Woo! That'd be fun.
It saves some time running to the restroom, I suppose.
Yeah, it leaves you the option to have a golden shower anytime. You're the one that told me you wanted it. Spoiler alert. Thanks a lot, Doug. I DVR'd the Shell Houston Open and was going to watch it later on with my family. Thanks. It's from the 314.
Okay. I don't care much about your family watching the Shell Houston Open or the Masters. A tradition like no other. Oh, would you look at that? We have trees here. Most courses do not. That's what separates the Masters from the Shell Houston Open.
Boy, your bitterness is oozing out today.
Doug, one of the most enjoyable parts of every Cardinal opening day, seeing all the Hall of Famers and Cardinal Hall of Famers out there with the red jackets. Something that kind of surprised me, and I was looking on, I tried to see if there was a story on it, but Tony La Russa is still the chief baseball officer for the Diamondbacks, right?
Sort of, yeah.
He kind of lost some of that.
He gave him a little tiny office now in the bowels of the...
Oh, is that right? I mean, he was listed as, I mean, Bill Belichick visited him out there a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Now, the Diamondbacks had a game.
Had their own home opener.
And then the first guy they cut to on Fox Sports Midwest, outstanding pregame coverage, the cat, is Tony La Russa in the wagon gate. And I thought, the hell's he doing here? I mean, nice to see him. I'm not a big Diamondbacks guy one way or the other, but I just kind of thought to myself.
I don't think he is either.
So he's here. His team just had a great comeback victory against the Giants.
Walk-off win.
And there's the guy who's the chief baseball officer driving around in a Mustang at Busch Stadium.
Someone asked me, is La Russa going to be there? The Diamondbacks have a game. And I said, if I was a betting man, I would go all in that he would. Look, this is a guy who shows up at the winter warm-up wearing Cardinal gear, which is fine unless you're getting a check from the Diamondbacks as one of their key front office personnel.
I wonder if he doesn't really regret retiring here when he did. I mean, he just loved the organization. He really did. And I bet he wished that he had been able to find something in the organization where he could have stayed here. Obviously, he still wanted to be in baseball. You really think he wanted to be with Arizona when he maybe could have stayed with the Cardinals in some capacity?
My guess would be that if he asked for a front office position, he would have gotten it with the Cardinals, so I'm not sure it was that way.
Hey, Timmy, the Power Hoosiers were running rampant down at the stadium yesterday. If I lose my cool at the next game, do you know a good attorney I could use if I murder someone? That's kind of funny, because we actually do have a sponsor.
Yeah, who will help you with all murder charges.
Right. JMH Law Firm. That's Joe Harvath, you and me, Russ. JMH Law Firm and attorney Joe Harvath, providing passionate and aggressive criminal representation at reasonable rates. If you've been charged with a felony, misdemeanor, or traffic offense, you better go to needalawyerstl.com. Traffic ticket? DUI? Personal injury? You better go to needalawyerstl.com. Drug possession or even murder? Yep, you better go to needalawyerstl.com. So if you're at Busch Stadium and a Hoosier gets in your craw and you wind up taking them out, Doug, needalawyerstl.com. Better go to needalawyerstl.com or call 314-827-6222. For JMH Law and attorney Joe Harvath, with offices in St. Charles and Webster Groves. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. Yeah, there's a thing going on the fan page, and I guess it's led to an argument, but I haven't really gotten into it. I see a lot of people are posting. Some effing B-fib just reached down two rows to tap me on the back so I would take my hat off during the moment of silence for Chuck Berry. Hashtag gonna be a long season. Doug, if there's a moment of silence for someone, are you required to take off your hat? You're never really required,
no.
I don't think so, by law.
A show of respect, I guess.
So if you were there and this gentleman was two rows in front of you, would you, and he was wearing his hat during a moment of silence for Chuck Berry, would you have reached down and tapped him on the shoulder?
I would not have, no.
Does that make you better than
him? I'd leave him be.
But if you were wearing a hat, you would have taken it off.
Well, I hope so. I hope I would have remembered that.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's your part to poke at somebody and tell them to do that.
Yeah.
Now maybe if they're being loud and obnoxious during a moment of silence, maybe you ask someone for a little respect. But I don't know that the hat was such an egregious violation that you would have to tell him that.
Let's see. Now, apparently the person who actually did it also is a fan page member. I'm the one who told this dildo to take his hat off. Simple respect. That is all.
Don't say that is all. And don't write a period, a sentence like that period is period, all period. I see that sometimes. You need to knock that off.
That kind of drives home the point.
Yeah.
What about dot, dot, dot?
Ooh. I don't care for that.
What about dot, 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 just saying dot, dot,
dot? I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
It was you. You are an a-hole, sir. S-A-D. I don't know what that means. Yes, I know it was me. I just said that. Funny how fast you pulled that cap off your BS head of yours once I said something. Carry on. S-ing your Cubs friends. Oh, I see then. Ha ha, I called you an a-hole and kept my hat on for 5 minutes. As I said previously, S-A-D.
This is on the fan page.
Yeah.
This is why, Doug, you got to get back in.
That's why I'm not there.
What are the odds? 42,000 people at a ball game, and a guy is told to get his hat off, and they're both fan page members.
What do you think? Maybe they
it's astronomical
making,
odds.
Think they could be making this up?
No, I think the guy really had somebody tell him to take his hat off, but I don't think the guy saying he did it is the guy. He's just probably trying to cause trouble, I think.
Yeah. Sorry, Brendan, you dorky F.
Okay,
all I did was to say take your hat off for the anthem. Definitely far from a B-fib.
Guys, can't we just leave the personal insults out of this?
Now it's the anthem. I thought it was the...
I thought it was the Chuck Berry moment of silence.
Yeah.
I don't know when they came. Were they right next to each other?
No, I think this guy's just trying to cause trouble. He wasn't involved. Just
Kyle, you suck. I kept my hat on off for 10 minutes because of your bitch ass. Once again, S-A-D.
What is S-A-D?
Oh, don't think about it too much.
S-A-T-K-N. It was with the Blues, what, 96? See, with the Blues in 96?
I don't know the year, but that era, yeah, somewhere in there.
When they wore the clown outfits?
Yeah, the red nonsense. Yeah.
Doug, I mean, this is where you call him a rube.
I did already.
Now I heard it. I heard the whole thing, as a matter of fact.
You got a team called the Blues, and they're going to have red uniform. Ah, well.
Ah, well.
But these guys are really scrapping in this. How did I not see this?
Enough so that you think it might really be the two guys?
It sure seems like it. If not, it's outstanding acting. Me being a tough guy, that's a good one. I'm probably 160 pounds, hashtag blessed. Not that you'd know how that feels. All I did was tell two dudes with their hats on to take them off. If that makes me a hard ass, I feel bad for yous.
For yous.
He said yous?
He did.
The cat, it's right there, so you can get a confirmation.
All right, for yous.
Doug, you got to just join in. I'll approve you right away.
I don't know that I need to, necessarily.
Tom Verducci is going to join us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, get his perspective on the fun and games last night, and also his perspective on the 2017 season. Matter of fact, we also have Mike Francesa's perspective on the 2017 season, Doug.
Oh, no.
You'll have to hear that.
Oh,
he gives his predictions, and we'll have that for you.
We're not done with this one.
In the 8 o'clock hour, so he's going to do that. That's coming your way. The 7 o'clock hour here, a lot of people think it's the best hour. I don't know. I think they're all great. I know a lot about our hours. And they're great.
Great. Yeah.
The sponsor of a 7 o'clock hour, Design Air Heating and Cooling, serving the St. Louis area since 1904. Seth Goldkamp, a loyal listener of this program, and his family are fourth-generation owner-operators, and they truly care about their customers. Seth and his staff, they're going to be coming to my house this week. I think they're going to be coming to your houses as well, gentlemen, to check out our air conditionings and make sure they're ready for the warm weather. Get Design Air out to your home now and have them take a look at your air conditioning unit. Don't wait until it gets up to 90 degrees and you find out your AC needs service. Have a technician come out and make sure you're ready for another St. Louis summer. Their techs have an average of over 26 years of experience and more training with Trane Systems than any other dealer in the area. 314-739-1600. Support the sponsors. And we highly recommend Design Air Heating and Cooling. Visit them at designairservice.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Tom Verducci at 8 o'clock. Ben Fredrickson, 8:30. And Chris Mason, the former Blues netminder, now member of the Nashville Predators broadcast team on yesterday's Blues victory. Plus your emails at the Hot Shots email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. That comes your way at 9:45. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.